The Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says U.S.-led airstrikes against ISIL Takfiri terrorists in Syria have made no difference on the ground. The Syrian leader is quoted by a French magazine as saying that the land, not aerial strikes, are essential to end the menace of terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that it will take years for the U.S.-led coalition to defeat the ISIL in Syria and in Iraq. He also said the coalition would remain engaged as long as it takes. Iran says nothing has changed about its policy of providing military assistance according to international regulations. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Marzia Afram says Tehran provides military consultations to Iraq in the fight against Takfiri terrorists. Washington claims Iranian fighter jets have attacked ISIL positions in eastern Iraq. Al-Qaeda terrorist group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on the residence of Iran's ambassador in the Yemeni capital Sana'a. On Wednesday morning, a car packed with explosives rammed into the envoy's home, killing three Yemeni guards there. Sana'a has condemned the attack. Palestinian fisherman has been seriously injured as Israeli naval forces fired on boats in the northern Gaza Strip. Israel has imposed restrictions off the coast of Gaza. But Palestinian fishermen say that the Israeli Navy fires on their vessels even before they reach the limits. Turkey's parliament has passed a controversial bill further tightening the government control over the judiciary. Legislation will strip the judicial bodies of their power to appoint judges and prosecutors. The law also grants police and prosecutors greater powers to search and arrest suspects without charge. And Ukraine has accused pro-Russian militias of violating a truce at a key airport battlefield in Donetsk just hours after it was agreed on. The truce was meant to reinforce a comprehensive ceasefire signed in September. More than 4,000 people have been killed in the 8-month conflict there.